This past Tuesday evening, President Trump shocked the world when, in a joint press conference with Prime Minister Netanyahu, he announced that the United States would take over Gaza, clean it up, and make it the Riviera of the Middle East. Many scoffed at his plan. Some deemed it the unrealistic fantasy of a real estate mogul. Others went so far as to label it a war crime. It is neither. Indeed, it is the first solution I have heard in 50 years that offers a realistic chance to bring peace, prosperity, and dignity to this troubled region. The president's plan accomplishes three crucial goals. It signals a long-overdue rejection of the two-state solution. It signals the voluntary relocation of Gaza's population from what the president accurately described as an unsafe and unlivable demolition site. And it would commercialize the Gaza Strip, which includes 25 miles of sunset-facing Mediterranean beachfront.